Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is not conjecture. The video's out of Russell Wilson doing things at practice, or better said, not doing things. And look, the part of practice, just to take people behind the Wizard of Oz curtain, I feel like they're making another Wizard of Oz right now, by the way. I think
I saw
another preview for, maybe it's a Wicked version where it's seen through the evil witch's perspective.
Too Wicked, too Oz. Wizard of Oz, Tokyo Drift?
I saw that, and I was like, all right, what? We're 100 years after the first one came out. We just have an insatiable appetite for more Oz-related content. But anyways, behind the curtain, the part of practice that the Jeff Hathorns and Mark Cabales are technically allowed to get their camera phone out and shoot, the whole point of that is they're not showing you much. The Steelers are fine with it.
They're showing you drills.
It's guys stretching. It's guys going through light individual workouts. There isn't technically supposed to be anything that is gleaned from it. That's why the teams, the NFL and the teams, are often fine with and have allowed for people to not just report what they see, but also show what they see from that part of practice. Several insiders have tweeted out the same video that I'm referencing here, where they're going through quarterback drills. It starts where the ball is thrown to the quarterback to mimic a shotgun snap, and then the quarterback rolls to his left, and there was another dribble they rolled to their right, and they throw on the run like a bootleg play.
A little play-action boot, yeah.
Yep. Three guys, Fields, Allen, Wilson. Mm-hmm. By the way, they went in that order, which I do think is also instructive. Again, Allen ahead of Wilson in the pecking order.
I think that's the biggest part of it.
But then, this is not team drills. This is just the light part. This is what I do when I go to the gym and I'm warming up before I really start pumping big iron. It's Fields and Allen running and throwing, not overdoing it. Changing direction too a little bit.
I know,
but like not
moving.
Trying to look like Michael Vick on these plays.
They're going like 50%.
Yes.
But they're still going out there and doing
the
basic 50% motion.
The 50% thing I think is important. They're not repping this drill. Like,
it's not a game speed thing.
Or you're trying to make a varsity football team or something like that.
Going 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
They are getting warmed up and just getting loose.
And so Fields does it, rolls out. Allen does it, rolls out. And then Wilson just takes the snap.
Mimics like a partial drop back, two steps, throws the ball. And then did you see what he did at the end?
He did a pitter-patter at the end. Yes. He kind of like moved his feet in place.
But he is not making a play-action boot fake. Turning and running, even at 50% speed.
Exactly. They don't even have him doing that yet.
He is doing nothing. He is literally being thrown the ball or whatever. I think did he even take a snap under center?
I don't know.
I think they threw. I'm watching the video from Brooke that you retweeted here.
Probably not.
I don't think he got under center here. I'm looking at this. No, he takes a shot, and I think when Fields goes back in to start the portion of this where they're going to boot, he just again stands there and takes the snap thrown to him.
So, by the way, one of ESPN's biggest insiders retired to go become a GM of an Atlantic 10 basketball team today. That is a true story with Adrian Wojnarowski. I'm not going to get into all of the minutia of that.
By the way, he did not take an under center snap. I'm watching it
again.
Okay,
thank you.
He took two shotgun snaps, which is also relevant.
Yes, it is. And so one of the biggest ESPN insiders is now doing other work.
Got to bring back the shorts that are the length of pants to St. Bonaventure's
basketball. Our buddy Jeremy Fowler used to cover the Steelers, is still technically an NFL insider there. And he does this column every Tuesday with another, or every Wednesday with another insider, where they bat around what they're hearing on the biggest topics in the NFL. And the number one question under the heading of NFL Week 3 buzz.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, bzzz.
What are you hearing on the Steelers quarterback situation? I assume, because Jeremy worked here, that he is fairly good sources when it comes to the Steelers. He lived in Pittsburgh. He would go to Latrobe. He covered them for a number of years before he left and Brooke Pryor took his spot. Now he covers the whole league. And this is what he says about Russell Wilson. Based on the talks I've had with people inside and outside of the organization, my sense is that Russell Wilson's stronger command of the offense will give him another shot once ready.
Okay, there's two words in that sentence that I find to be containing a whole lot. Once ready. When exactly? When?
Yeah, based on this video, I don't think that it's anytime soon. Dulac's report was after the Chargers game, Russell Wilson would look to be 100% and could be cleared in time for that game. They are giving, based on what this video shows, he is taking baby steps.
He's not doing anything that would even remotely look like the, I mean, you might have two plays in an entire game where you would go at the speed.
So Jeff is
going
to join us at 5:15. Jeff's there. I see no progress based on what they're asking or demanding out of him in practice now, as opposed to where he was at last week. It seems like it's a static situation. If he's improved, they're not asking him to do more to show his calf healing powers in these practice drills. None whatsoever. But I mean, what you also cannot ignore from at least Jeremy's reporting is that he thinks, based on what he's hearing, that when he does get the thumbs up, and it will likely take longer than the Steelers initially thought and what they led us to believe, but when that day comes, he will get the job because of stronger command of the offense. Is such a, like, so what they're saying is he knows more.
Well, it sounds like they're implicitly saying that the playbook is shrunk because Fields doesn't have as good of command of the offense, so they're running from a limited arsenal.
Yes, I agree with that. So they've dumbed it down.
They've simplified
Justin Fields.
It.
They've simplified it, right.
For a guy who has had a problem reading defenses, which I think would make you feel like he doesn't trust what he sees.
Do you need a big playbook to be a successful offense? I don't think so.
I mean, McVay's offense famously runs like seven plays. They just run them from the different looks.
It's like the Tecmo Bowl playbook.
Yeah, that's always been the rub about the McVay offense. There are actually very few truly unique plays. They just change up the look that they run them from.
If simple works, I don't need to make it more complicated just for, if I'm Arthur Smith, I shouldn't feel this way, just for my own personal glory. Who cares how many plays we have to run? If we're scoring points and we're winning games, I don't need to have 100 more plays or nuance or sophistication in there in order for it to work. I mean, it's also very Russell Wilson for that information to get out there to Jeremy, like, hey, just remember this guy, his football IQ is so high. The Steelers are able to do a lot more once he goes in.
You know, assuming his body ever actually heals. You know, the guy Dan Graziano, who does this column with Fowler, did make a good point as they're debating all this. And basically, they just said, what would give the Steelers the idea, like, that the idea that the passing game hasn't been very opened up yet, what would give the Steelers the idea that Wilson's going to open up the middle of the field? It's been a weakness of his as well, even when he was at the top of his game, which is true.
He threw to the middle of the field last year, another stat that is kept and charted. Wilson threw the ball to the middle of the field 13% of the time last year.
He was a checkdown guy. He was either a deep ball or checkdown guy.
Which I think was in the bottom five of NFL quarterbacks in 2023. So he did not want to do it in Denver the same way. Kenny Pickett didn't want to do it in the Steelers offense, probably because of Mike Tomlin. And I'm guessing if Russell Wilson didn't want to throw to the middle of the field on his own, and Tomlin really does not like a lot of throws to the middle of the field, then when you put Russell Wilson in there, guess what? You're not going to get a lot of throws to the middle of the field.
I we're talking about this, and I think it's obviously, I love it because it's an interesting just dynamic that's playing out here. But on a macro level, haven't we suffered enough with this kind of offense? The old Beano Cookism. Haven't we suffered? Okay. How many years has it been since you felt like, I mean,
three?
We're going on.
It's been three.
No, when Ben was at the end here, I'm not going to disrespect how good he was in his prime.
Oh, I thought you meant how many years have we been having like a quarterback controversy where we're juggling multiple guys?
No, yeah, we've been doing that, but that's years. When Mike's had like the reins firmly in his hands and he has been neutering, I think, any chance they would have of opening up a passing game. Not that I think, you know, the guys the last 2 years were that good, but even Ben's last year or year plus.
Ever since his elbow was blown out, Chris,
yeah,
we've
even
done
in
this.
2020, it's just been dink and dunk in this. It does suck on the level of being a fan that you're watching the same stuff year after year for basically half a decade now in their offense. They're going to dumb it down. It's going to be very reductive. It's never going to feel like something that's fun to watch. And they're going to cross their fingers and hope that it's enough.
Well, what Jeremy is saying is in order to take it to the next level, people inside that building think they need to put Russell Wilson in.
I think that Russell Wilson objectively is more accurate than Justin Fields and probably just in terms of touch throws a better deep pass, although Fields throws laser beams. Russell Wilson throws big high arcing rainbows that drop in the bucket with regularity. That's still not like a mature... What did Starkey call it last year? A mature passing game he wanted to see the Steelers have? A mature offense? That's not a mature passing game. That is still stuck with the same limitations that it's stuck with right now. They can say it's going to be different. They think it'll be different. I don't see how it'll be appreciably better other than maybe a more accurate player who is ever so slightly more decisive in the pocket. Something that, by the way, Pony, is nullified by the fact that even on his best day now, he can't move close to as well as the guy that's in there at the moment.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.